This podcast was created on Messy. Create your own show today at messy.fm.
Hello, everyone. This is Candace Cole here with you for your Tuesday talk. I am Candace Cole, and I am a life coach to professional women who want to jumpstart their dreams. For today's Tuesday talk, we are talking about the biggest catalyst for your dream. What is the biggest and most important thing that you can do to move your dream forward? Are you ready? The biggest catalyst for your dream, the thing that will move your dream forward the fastest and the quickest, is for you to take care of yourself. Yes, I said it. Self-care is the biggest catalyst for you to get your dreams going. Now, we hear a lot about self-care as a means to relax and as a means to kind of unplug and as a means to, you know, take care of our physical health and our mental health and our spiritual health. And oftentimes, though, it becomes trendy. And oftentimes we don't do it because we feel like it's another chore. So I don't know if I'm the only one, but sometimes when I read those self-care things, I'm just like, this is stressful thinking about what to do to take care of myself. And I want us to really unpack that and to simplify that, because in order for your dreams to be nurtured, they need to be nurtured in a healthy, supportive space that allows them to flourish. And my friend, if you are tired and exhausted and frazzled and stretched, that is not the best place to nurture your dreams, because your dreams require energy, and they require love, and they require joy, and they require just lots of things that you cannot give if you are not taking care of yourself. So right now, what I want you to do is take a deep breath and just let the breath out. That right there is self-care. Sometimes it is as simple as breathing. So if you find yourself worried and wondering, how do I take care of myself? Breathe. When I work with my coaching clients, one of the first things that we work on in Dream Mapping, which is my coaching program, is the power of the pause. You have to pause in order to, one, work on your dream, like literally to find the time. But two, you have to pause so that you can get ideas, so that you can unlock your creativity, so that you can tap into your potential. You have to pause, because you can't find those spaces and those places within yourself if you don't take the time to find them. And so many of us are not only running on E, but we are running ragged. We are here and there and everywhere. And oftentimes we don't take care of ourselves until our bodies force us to. So I'm raising my hand here and telling myself, sometimes my body has to literally get sick before I decide that I'm going to take care of myself. And I want to change that, y'all. So we need to start taking care of ourselves before we get below E. So you know how in your car, when the system alerts you that you have a gallon left, that's when we need to take care of ourselves. Not when we're on E, messing up the engine, the car is barely sputtering, because when we do that, it takes more time. So when we wait until we're sick, or we wait until we're burnt out, or we wait until we're so stressed that we can't do anything, when we decide to do self-care, then we have to end up taking even more time, because you're in such a deficit that it takes longer to get yourself back to optimal health. Versus if we take time to really care for ourselves, knowing that it's a ritual. So here's how I want you to think about self-care. Self-care is not a chore. It is a ritual, because you are sacred. It is a ritual that keeps you connected to what matters. It is a ritual that helps you to recharge and revive yourself. It is a ritual that allows you to be even better and stronger and more supportive of all the people who depend on you. And at the end of the day, It is simple as just taking time to breathe and say, I am here with whatever it is I'm here with. So sometimes it's as simple as breathing and accepting what is. Sometimes it's deciding that you are not going to try to add one more thing to your plate. Sometimes self-care is running around outside. Sometimes self-care is, as my favorite is, literally putting the windows up and screaming in your car and releasing any anger, any stress in any way that you can. Sometimes it is as simple as breathing. Giving yourself time to breathe before you send an email, before you work on something for someone else, before you do anything else. And so what I want us to remember is that self-care is sacred and that it is the catalyst to your dreams. Your dreams need a supportive space to be nurtured. And you have to provide that supportive space. And the only way to do it is by taking care of yourself. So I hope that today and this week that you will find moments to care for yourself. 60 seconds here, 5 minutes here, 3 minutes here, to really and deeply care for yourself so that you can in turn care for your dreams. That's all I have for today. If you are interested in learning more about what I do and how I might be able to coach you, please check out CandiceCole.com. And you'll find information about my coaching services. If you're ready to apply for coaching, you can go to tinyurl.com/coachwithcandice and you can apply. And we can have a quick clarity session to figure out what you need and how to get you there and to see if I can help you get there. So have a great day. Talk to you all later and join me next week for another Tuesday talk. Bye.